From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC News Update. I'm Philip Grant. Kenneth C. Crowe II reports in the Times Union that sealed records the newspaper obtained show that 8 days after Rensselaer County District Attorney Joel E. Ablove lost a re-election campaign in 2018, he emailed copies of sealed records in a criminal case to his private email account. 2 years before, a judge cited concerns about the appearance of political motives and removed Ablove as the prosecutor in a case of three men suspected of leaking a 911 call made by the wife of an Ablove political ally. But Ablove defied the court and sent himself sealed documents from the case, the Times Union reports. State Supreme Court Justice Richard M. Cowie from Columbia County later dropped the charges in the case, but put a sealing order that shielded records in the case from public view. Attorney Joseph Ahern, who represented one of the parties in the case, said that Ablove's action, and I quote, violates the terms of the sealing order issued in 2017. I have never seen anyone intentionally violate a sealing order, including a prosecutor, police officers, or any other person, end quote. Ablove would not comment to the Times Union about the story. Others who were the target of the original investigation did not go on the record. Shane Hugg, a former assistant district attorney, said, and I quote, I'm disturbed that a man with no moral scruples now has my personal information, including my Social Security number, end quote. Gary Gordon, a former district attorney's investigator, said it displays Ablove's, and I quote, malice, end quote. Read more about this story in the Times Union. Jeanette Wolfberg is reporting for the Columbia paper. Hudson City School District Superintendent Maria J. Stuttermeyer reported to the Board of Education at its January 21st meeting, the district has been significantly impacted by internet problems since last spring. Stuttermeyer announced, and I quote, it has been determined that we had a DDoS, or a distributed denial of service attack, end quote. A denial of service attack is defined as occurring, and I quote, when legitimate users are unable to access information, devices, or other network resources due to the actions of a malicious cyber threat actor, end quote, according to the Department of Homeland Security. Stuttermeyer said the district firewall is working, but the system security is taking capacity away from the regular activities, so as a result, the network jams and the internet service is intermittent. The superintendent said this has caused, and I quote, a lot of frustration among faculty and staff, end quote. She said that the FBI is investigating, but there are no easy solutions. April Prestipino, assistant superintendent for school improvement, said as a result of the internet problems, the district will not attempt computer-based testing this year. She said, and I quote, we can't take the risk, end quote. Read the full story in the Columbia paper. John Campbell is reporting for the Democrat and Chronicle. Five Democrat presidential candidates, Bernie Sanders, Peter Buttigieg, Andrew Yang, Tom Steyer, and Joe Biden, filed New York ballot petitions February 3rd, the first day the State Board of Elections began accepting them for the April 28th presidential primary. Amy Klobuchar, Elizabeth Warren, and Michael Bennett filed the following day, according to the State Board of Elections. Michael Bloomberg, Tulsi Gabbard, and Deval Patrick have yet to file. Democrat candidates have until February 6 to submit 5,000 signatures from registered members of their party in order to get on the state primary ballot. The state board will certify the ballot in early March after hearing any challenges to the petition's validity. Early voting in New York begins April 18th, and you can read the full story in the Democrat and Chronicle. Hale Harris is reporting for the Times Union. State Senator Zelnor Myrie, the head of the Senate Elections Committee, is asking the State Board of Elections to pause the process to adopt touchscreen voting machines long enough to give lawmakers the time to gather public comment about the devices. The board is currently testing the Express Vote XL voting system designed by the Nebraska-based company Election Systems and Software. It is a ballot marking device, a hybrid machine that allows voters to cast their ballots using a touch screen. The system produces a paper record of the votes as a confirmation to ensure an accurate count. However, there are questions about the precision of the machines and whether they are vulnerable to hackers. The good government organization Common Cause New York have been raising alarms about the technology for months. The group argues that certifying the machines would, and I quote, risk jeopardizing New York elections, end quote. Myrie wrote a letter to the Board of Elections last week requesting the commissioners hold off their decision about the machines until they can call a public hearing. He wants to explore the Express Vote XL in addition to ballot marking devices in general during a hearing that would likely be held after the state budget is finalized on April 1st. You can read that full story in the Times Union. And that wraps up the WGXC News Update. For local weather reports, public meetings, and other community information, visit our website at WGXC.org. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a pleasant tomorrow.